anyway, guys.
Look at Josta.
Isn't that bad for your
really
voice?
Good.
Let us know your thoughts.
I do
on
think
that.
Whispering's like not great. Not really good, yeah.
For you what? Said as bad as screaming. You've said that before.
Oh, I did say that.
Oh.
I remember that.
So all those ASMR creators are going to lose their voices.
Something.
Something like that.
There's something bad. Welcome back, guys. How are you? I'm good.
Tuesday for us. Start of my weekend.
Nice.
Wow, not for me.
You know what? That's kind of true. I didn't really realize it. It's true for me, too, because my weekends are busy. You know, and I think because I only work Saturday, that means my weekends aren't busy. My so busies aren't weekend.
Your rest day is like right in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not close to the mic.
No, you're good. Yeah, because I'm like off Sundays, but my Sundays usually end up being busy. And I work Fridays and Saturdays, and I work Mondays, so it feels like it's a whole big long.
I would literally hate that. I would hate to work Monday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Thanks.
This week I'm working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Austin and I both have the weekend off for his birthday.
Nice, good. That'll be fun.
I know.
What are you guys doing? Do you have a plan?
I don't think we're like us two are doing anything super special, but we're going to my parents' house on Thursday night for dinner, and then his parents' house on Saturday night for dinner. And then we also have a Mumford & Sons concert, like, next week.
Or yeah.
The week after, on the 20th.
Ah.
So I think that those are all birthday-esque things. And also his friend is coming at the end of the month to, like, stay with us for a few days.
Oh, that's so fun.
So I'm like, those are all birthday things.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to make him a dessert of his choosing on Friday.
Yum.
So I'm like, how cute would that be? Like, I
that
wanna
is cute.
Bake something.
That's his actual birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bake and we're both, more, wife.
Yeah, exactly. Literally. Especially for her birthday. I'm like, it's going to be nice. A box mix, but that's you bet it. I'm going to bake it.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and it's going to be delicious.
I know. And I'm just like, it's cozy. It's going to be raining. Like, yeah, let me bake a cake, actually. But yeah, I work today and I work tomorrow and I work the next day and all those things. And I'm really tired, but you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
Daylight savings time just happened.
Ugh, let's talk about it.
I'm exhausted. I feel like I like daylight savings time. And I like when it gets darker earlier because I feel like it's more cozy. And especially as somebody who works a lot in the morning, it's nice to have light in the early morning hours. So these past few days of waking up and it being so dark outside and also just having to wake up technically an hour earlier.
Yeah.
It's hard for a few days.
No,
it
that's
really
fair.
Is. It takes me like a week to get into it. It was
I would
really
say
hard
I
yesterday
had the,
and really hard today.
Yeah. I would say I had the opposite reaction because I work, you know, obviously more in the evenings a little bit later than you.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last several months, obviously since daylight savings time was happening, it's been so dark getting out of work. I get off work at 6 o'clock and it feels like midnight. And I'm like, God, the day is over. But then yesterday I got off work and it was 6 o'clock and it was still light. The sun was shining. I was like, oh, yeah, I have the rest of the day. Let's go stupid. Let's go crazy.
Yeah.
Because this is what dreams are made of.
Yeah. And in general, I do like it. And I walked to my parents' house yesterday and it was so nice
too.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice.
Not have to worry about the sun going
and
down
so
fast.
Just having that extra hour of light is
it's
just
nice.
So nice.
I also am really excited for the next few days of rain
in
LA, just because I know that it's going to get hot soon. And I'm like, we need some more rain and I'm ready for a little bit more rain and then it can be hot again.
So true.
And it's fine.
I know. Cause I was like, I kind of wanted to like sit outside and like read today or something. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no, it's cloudy. It's rainy. I'm not going to do that. And I was kind of bummed, but then I was like, no, there's going to be so many days
exactly.
where I can do that.
That's what I was
we can have
too.
A rainy day. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. We're
no, it's
fine.
I'll
it's
allow
good.
It. It's totally good. I can deal with
Thomas
that.
Thomas is checking the weather right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It rained for just like 4 days.
No, it didn't.
It's gonna rain
oh,
for like
4 days. Oh, it's going to. Yes. I was like, it did not.
It's,
yeah, it's
I'm
it's
looking
raining.
At the forecast and it's rain for like 4 days.
Okay.
Perfect. There we go.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Me too.
All right. Is your
you know when
gonna
people
do
are
a
like,
fire?
Ooh, probably.
I would like to come.
Yeah.
For
you know when people
fire.
Are like, oh, I don't want to talk about the weather. I want to talk into the real stuff. Weather is real. Weather is, I think,
weather
very important to talk about.
Literally.
I kind of enjoy talking about the weather.
I don't know that it's interesting.
I
never said that, but I actually would disagree. I would say that it is interesting. Also,
I think it says a lot. It says a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe you guys want to talk about what tea you're drinking and then we'll get into it.
Absolutely.
Okay, go for it.
We are both drinking a Stash Jasmine tea, one of my fave teas.
Yeah, just something light and
warm.
Soothing for the soul.
Soothing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And I'm drinking an iced chai tea from my work.
Yum.
Delicious, yummy, yep. Amazing. Never been done before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we're trying something different for this episode. I feel like we normally just talk about what we talk about, and then a topic comes along and we take it and run. And that's all fun and dandy, and we love doing that. But Faith asked us to come in specifically with a few topics that we're ready to talk
and
about.
And no promises that we won't derail and talk about whatever we want. Sure. But I thought it might be fun to have some ideas. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, not even necessarily things that are happening right now or something, like, current. Just, like, a topic. Mm-hmm. Just, like, let's talk about this.
Just, like, whatever you want.
So I'm kind of interested to hear if you guys have anything to start. Mm-hmm. I have something, but I want you guys to go.
I mean, I'll go first because I don't want anyone to steal my idea. And I feel like Faith might.
Is it Lady Gaga's album?
Yes.
Oh, really good stuff.
So that
really
is happening
stuff.
Now.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It is happening now. When did it come out? Do you know?
Last Friday.
Yeah.
So it hasn't even been a week.
So it's only been. Mm-hmm. So this is. No. Was it
Thursday night?
I started listening to it Thursday night. Yeah. That's right.
So it hasn't even been a week. So this is a fresh review.
Fresh
review. Do you have a top three, Faith?
I think I do. I would say that my top three, and I'm not going to include singles or like anything that we heard before this. I'm only going off the new stuff. Because Disease and Abracadabra would be way up there.
Yeah.
But I think my top three are Garden of Eden. And then I'm going to say Blade of Grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might say Perfect Celebrity, I think.
Nice. Yeah.
I do think the first half of the album is really good. I think my honorable mentions are Shadow of a Man, Killa, and Vanish Into You.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not necessarily in that order, but those three. And then every song is good, but the first album jumped out at me more than the second half. And I do love the flow of it because I feel like she really starts, like she starts off with Disease, which, you know, love noise music, love crazy, love it. Old Gaga is back. She reheated those nachos. And then kind of having it kind of slow down a little bit. And then it was kind of giving me like 80s top hits.
Absolutely.
Synth-y.
80s synth pop.
80s pop, yeah. Which I thought was really fun. And I just think she's such a clever musician, and she just has always had such a good sound because it's like, yeah, this is kind of like really 80s pop, but it's still so Gaga.
Yeah.
So I love it.
We were watching her Zane Lowe interview, the Apple Zane Lowe. She just hearing someone talk about their artistry in that kind of way always makes me so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to like not listen to someone talk about like their past and how it's like, she's sort of walking down this memory lane to like cumulatively make this project into what it's, you know, what it came out to be. Just art makes me really emotional right now, and I'm like, this album was so nice to feel like she could make whatever song and just put them all in the same album, and she's just kind of like, that's what Mayhem is for me. It's just like, I'm all of these pieces.
That's so great. And knowing that is really cool because I still feel like it all has a common thread, like it all 100%. Fits together beautifully. Because
there's some like mechanical grungy songs, and then there's also some like ballad songs, and there's some like more sillier vibes.
Absolutely.
I appreciated this album a lot. I think it's made me feel.
Oh, that's so fun. I'm going to need to watch your interview because I feel like I really love seeing people. Not that I can't enjoy a piece of art without like knowing the story behind it, because I feel like you can, and that's kind of the point of art.
Yeah.
But I love to know what they, you know, like were experiencing when they made it, or just like what their thought behind things were, because I just feel like that makes it so much richer.
And it hits different when you were like alive and like enjoying the peak fame era.
Yeah,
you know
so
what I mean?
True. Yeah.
So it's sweet to listen to her talk about that, and her be like, yeah, this, you know, starts with Paparazzi and it turned into a Perfect Celebrity. There's a full circle moment there, you know?
Oh, that's so cool. That's so true.
Yeah. Do you have any memories of Lady Gaga? Any memories of her?
I'm sitting out just because I haven't listened to it yet, which I know is a shame. I'm getting to it.
You will.
Even just if you had to listen to one song on the way home or anything, Blade of Grass, I think you'll love. It's
really
such
good.
A beautiful love
Thomas,
song.
Can I have a ride home, by the way?
Yes.
So you will listen
and
to me.
I forgot that,
That is so funny. Actually, you should just drive around for 40 minutes or however long the album is and just listen to it.
Down.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
Well, I love that. My earliest memory of Lady Gaga was when I was in the fourth grade.
Absolutely.
And there was an eighth grade dance going on. Which I wasn't invited to, clearly, because I was in fourth grade. And my
didn't get an invite.
And my teachers got to go to the dance, like, during lunch or whatever. Oh, and funny. I was like, right, okay. And my teacher came back late from lunch. And I was like, okay, weird. And she said, they were just playing Poker Face and I couldn't go.
That is so funny. And you were like, what's
that?
That's
my song. I had to stay and dance.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, okay, I don't care. Just stuck with me. And every time I hear the song Poker Face, I think of her.
That's really funny.
Isn't that random?
Poker Face is definitely, I think, the first Lady Gaga song that at least that I can remember hearing
that had an impact on me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Love. It's such a good song.
It's a good song.
For me, it's the Glee cover of Poker Face.
Shut that. That was your introduction.
No, introduction? Not my introduction. But that's okay. What Poker Face reminds me of.
Got it.
And that is the best version of Poker Face anywhere. Gina Menzel is insane.
She's insane.
She's just
that's true.
She hits every time. She does something.
Speaking of Idina Menzel, I just watched Enchanted.
Really
good movie. We'll talk about that later. Sorry.
She just sparkles. What can
she
I say?
She does.
She does the damn thing. All right. Do someone else want to do a topic?
I'll go. Yeah. Okay. I think the one that I want to talk about first, because this kind of flows nicely, is I just bought this book yesterday and I saw it and we had it in the store and I was like, I'm going to buy it because I found out we only had two copies. So I was like, yeah, one of those is mine. But it's called Imagination, a Manifesto. And I'll look up the author's name because she's a...
Is that the one with the circle on? No, that's a different one. Mm-mm. There's one about creativity that has a circle on the front that I want.
Imagination. Sorry, I'm typing really slow because I just put on
press. No, and I'm so excited to hear about this. I love imaginations.
I love imagination.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And a manifesto.
Okay. Yeah, Imagination, a Manifesto. And here's the description about it. A world without prisons, ridiculous. Schools that foster the genius of every child, impossible. Work that doesn't strangle the life out of people, naive. A society where everyone has food, shelter, love, in your dreams. Exactly. Ruha Benjamin, Princeton University professor, insists that imagination isn't a luxury. It is a vital resource and powerful tool for collective liberation. Imagination, a Manifesto, is a proclamation that we have the power to use our imaginations to challenge systems of oppression and to create a world in which everyone can thrive. But obstacles abound. We have inherited destructive ideas that trap us inside a dominant imagination. Consider how racism, sexism, and classism make hierarchies, exploitation, and violence seem natural and inevitable, but all emerged from the human imagination. The most effective way to disrupt these deadly systems is to do so collectively. And then it goes on and on a little bit, and she highlights educators, artists, and activists, and others who are, like, refuting the status quo and, like, creating stories that reflect our connection. And it just seems really fascinating. Because I think that is something that is in short supply. Like, people will say, like, imagination is for kids, or, like, you know, especially that whole idea, the whole intro of it is like, a world without prisons is ridiculous. It's like, if anyone wants to come up with a solution for a lot of problems we have, they say that that's, you know, not possible or just wouldn't work in the system that we have. And it's like, okay, well, how are we ever going to make anything better if we don't imagine it? So I just think that's a really cool perspective to have on it. So I'm really excited to read it. Ruha Benjamin, she's a Princeton University professor. And she seems fascinating. So, and I think she's written other books too, so I might have to take a look into her.
Ooh, how long is it?
It's not very long. It's like, what does it say? 192 pages.
Oh, yeah. Easy money.
And it's good because I feel like I've been trying to get into more nonfiction.
Yeah.
And this is nonfiction and something that I was really interested in.
If it's good, you better let me borrow it.
Absolutely, I will. But that just kind of reminded me too, like, imagination, I feel like, is something that is used a lot in creative people's, you know, projects and spaces and all that kind of stuff. But I think I'm really interested to see how she expands it into things like liberation. Like, that's such a cool concept, and I want to see how I can apply that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
and I thought that just goes into, like, the creativity
take
too.
Notes,
yeah. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be annotating. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's
so
exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
I love that.
I also just picked up a package today because for some reason they, like, dropped off just a little note that was like, "Oop, we couldn't drop it off." And I was like, okay. So I had to go to the post office to get it. But it's a little calendar. And it's super cute. And I'm going to use it for my book logs. So, like, every month, ooh, I'll be like, here are the books that I read on my little calendar. And I'm very excited because it's super pretty, super cute. And it just gets me excited about cataloging my reads.
Yeah. I did a book journal last year. But
nice.
It was a lot of work.
I think you made it a lot of work. That's not a bad thing because it was beautiful and I loved it, but maybe that's why you didn't keep up with it.
No, it was exactly. That's okay. 100%. That's okay, exactly what I was going to say.
Sorry, I'll let you talk.
And I made it a lot of work.
Yeah.
And it was so fun, but also like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
And also a lot of books that I read, not a lot, I wouldn't say a lot, but a few of the books that I read last year, I didn't enjoy.
Yeah.
So then I didn't want to do a full spread on them and like talk about them and make art, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe going forward, I'll just do a spread on like books that really had an impact or ones that I'm inspired by or whatever.
Totally.
Put less pressure on it, you know?
Yeah. 100%. Would you like to share a topic now?
Yeah, but my topics are not like that. My topic was...
Well, whatever. Just wait for my next topic.
Yeah, it's whatever you want. And then it starts the conversation. Okay,
my topic was the melting pot of being in your 20s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love it. That's a great topic.
I know. Thank you.
Why are you worried?
I don't know. I'm a nervous person. I just feel like I have so many different friends that are in so many different phases of life. And some of them have very established jobs and some of them don't. And some are working full time and some are going to school full time. Yeah. And some are like a full nurse and some have children. And, you know, and
that's
I feel like
so true.
Some
yeah.
of them are rich and some of them are poor and some of them still live at home and some of them bought houses.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I just feel like it's different and everybody's going through such different stuff. And I feel like maybe... Even, you know, in your teens, you're kind of all at the same level of at least being in high school and you're kind of hanging out with the same people. And in your 30s, maybe people are a little bit more established and maybe, you know, a lot of things happen in your 20s. And I just feel like we're living that right now. And it's a lot.
So true.
It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of like maybe like life things that traditionally like get established in your 20s.
Exactly.
And so maybe that's also why it's like also because people are just different and have different lives and have different needs and different desires and all that kind of stuff. So people are going to do different things at different times in their life. But I guess this is like, you know, the moment where a lot of that does start happening anyway.
Yeah,
it's like weird. Yeah. And then it's like it does happen or it doesn't. And like maybe it won't happen until you're 30 for this person, but it happened when you were 20 for this person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my friend was telling me about what were we talking about? I think we were just talking about like our age or like, you know, like how we felt or whatever. And she was saying like, oh yeah, my mom, like I was born when my mom was 26. And I was like, that's crazy. And she has an much older brother too. So I was like, oh, so your mom was a baby when she had you. Cause I was like, I don't think I could handle having a child right now. I'm 26. I don't even want to think about it.
No, it's crazy. Like, and then some people our age have multiple children.
Have
like three kids.
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa.
Well, and also I feel like it's so easy for me at least to compare myself to people that do have like established jobs and people who went to school and finished their degree and then use their degree. I'm like, oh, I'm so behind. And I'm like, well,
no
in
different.
Some areas. Yeah. In some areas, no. Because I'm also like married.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people our age are not.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like. It's just crazy. And I keep talking to my coworkers about this because obviously you just chat all the time when you're at work.
Yeah.
And I just keep thinking like, oh, I need to go back to school and I need to do this and I have this going on. And it's just like I have all these thoughts about like, what am I supposed to be doing? What do I want to do? And like, where do I go from here? Basically, because I'm like, it does seem very important for me to like, I do want to have a job where I have a higher income and where I have, you know, a more stable income. But it's also like, okay, but that means literally like reapplying to colleges.
Mm-hmm.
That means like choosing what path I want to go down. Does that mean that I finished my SLIPA license? Does that mean that, you know, like, it's just like I've been having these thoughts a lot recently.
Sure, yeah.
And it's just like confusing also when so many people around you are doing so many different things.
Yeah, that's the thing too. It's, you know, like there's not really a path for
you.
No. There's not a guide for you to be
and
like, okay, I'm going to do
my
this and
decision,
that.
Which
yeah,
is
it's all up to you.
Messed
and
up.
You know what I want to say is like you having the thoughts of like, what do I want to do? What should I do? Like, how should I do it? All that.
Yeah.
My hot take is that like that is kind of the rest of your life and the 20s are when you maybe start thinking about it and like noticing it.
Well,
because I feel like we should always be like, you know, what do I want to do? How can I be better? Like, what are things that I want to implement in my life that I haven't before or whatever?
And I don't think that that's tied to 20s. I think that that's like at any age.
But I do think that this is when we're the most conscious of it, and like the, or like at least the first most conscious of it. Because like, you know, especially when we were kids, it's like we were kids. We were in school. Like our parents took care of us, or like, you know, we were busy with trying to figure out college, or like moving for college, or moving back from college, or whatever. And
even from a young age, though, I could tell that people had different paths and people were just very oriented differently and had different priorities. So I think that I did always understand at least that inequality.
I guess I'm thinking more of like, I guess I mean more of like an introspective kind of way. Well, like you personally being like, what am I going to do with my life?
Exactly.
It's like you're still doing school. And like, of course, you're told to like focus on that all the time, being like, what do you want to be on track for? And like, what colleges are you going to apply to? Whatever. Of course, that's like shared throughout your life, that kind of messaging. But I also feel like,
I feel like that spectrum though is very it does grow and it
does grow
more
and
prominent
change,
in your 20s, like, but even like after your 20s it's still gonna happen. It's still gonna happen. Always gonna be there. Absolutely. I agree.
It's like the first time you have to breathe because maybe you graduated college and now you're like finally having a little bit you know, a different shift of how you're balancing your time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was also gonna say that I feel like being in your 20s is also maybe the first time where your decisions in this case scenario is directly impacting you. If you're in high school and you switch classes or join a different club or do something different, it's like, okay, this one part of my life changed. But if you're in your 20s and you are moved out and all of your bills and your, you know, like rent and everything is your responsibility, and you choose to like take on more classes or you choose to go like spread yourself thin, it's like, oh, I'm directly impacting a big part of my life, and maybe this affects how many hours. Stakes are a little bit higher, and it's kind of a little bit more scary.
Maybe I was just a dramatic high schooler, but I thought everything was so serious. I thought everything was life or death.
They wanted us to think that.
It took you years to get to do a musical.
You're telling me.
No, because I would say so,
everything
too.
Everything felt so big, especially in high school, that like any mention of college or anything like that, I was like, oh, it's starting. We're all okay, and go.
Yeah. No, you know? I think I felt that way, too. I feel like they were there was so much about, and you know how teachers would be like, in college, they're not going to hold your hand. College does not care.
Yeah.
College does not care. You show up, you do what you need to do, or you don't, and that's up to you.
I did better in my classes that I've had in college than I have in many of my English classes in high school,
like,
even.
It was a different kind of thing where, like, they're going to be like, they're not going to hold your hand. Like, they're not going to walk you through this. They're not going to, like, be patient with you. Yes, they are. They have an entire department of counselors to help you do that, actually.
Exactly.
There's an entire job that is hold my hand while I do this.
No,
I literally never chose a class list for a semester without going to my counselor's office and being like, what do I need to do? Because I didn't trust myself to be like, oh, I'm gonna get this credit and this credit and this credit, because then they were gonna be like, oh no, this one doesn't count, or like, this one only counts for this if you've already taken that or something.
Well, I went to the counselors and got my class list printed out and
exactly.
had everything going.
I said,
and
they're going to
do it for me. And I took the wrong classes.
Oh.
And they set me up incorrectly, and I had to take these extra classes that I didn't even need.
Oh, Rose, I'm so sorry.
No, that's why I literally spent 3 years at community college and 3 years in a university, because there was a whole year there where I was like,
not doing,
taking an extra class. And then at the university, that extra like semester was doing my internship. It was just like all these extra things. Like,
yeah.
It was so stupid.
But it also goes to say how different everyone's paths
are. Yeah, see,
look
how different our experiences were. Yeah.
One little thing will just turn you to a completely different road that like someone else doesn't have to worry about or never even thought of in that.
So
you know.
True. Well, and it's also little things like that too. Yeah.
Exactly. But Thomas, I was also going to say that I agree with you that it totally is the rest of your life, and it's never too late to want to start over or change career paths or like,
up.
You know, switch something up or whatever. But as somebody in this group who does want to have kids one day, I am like, okay, I need to get this figured out before I want to have kids.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's like, obviously that's not happening, like, right now, but if I want to have kids in the next, like, in, like, 5 years or something, okay, I need to figure this out now. If I need to go back to school, I want to do that sooner rather than later.
Sure.
Or at least I don't want to really work at a coffee shop while I'm feeding a child or
work a full shift and have a kid and go to school.
Just like, maybe I am just putting too much pressure on it, but that's kind of also where my mindset is at. It's like, okay, I want this really big thing in life, and I also want to do it correctly. I don't want to be the type of parent where I'm like in debt or it's like an unstable household. Not that that would happen, but it's just like those are the thoughts that I have where I'm like, I want to have a stable income, I want them to have their own room. I don't want to like raise a baby in a one bedroom house or whatever. So it's also like, that I need to figure something out, because like, something's got to give. I either have to move, I have to get a new job, I have to, you know, I just need to go back
and
to school.
And the tea is that that is some people's realities, and they like make it work. So it's almost in a sense, it's just like, what works for you?
No,
is
making
it,
too.
Yeah, it's just forming that claim to whatever works
and,
for
like,
you.
And like,
and also, is there a deadline? Like, does it have to be 5 years? No, like, that's the other thing, too, is it's, like, it's loose.
A,
it's like,
there's not a deadline, and B, people make it work. Yeah. People get pregnant in high school and make it work.
That's true.
And like, that kind of sucks. I'm so sorry. Yeah. But also, like, you make it work.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, I wouldn't want that for you, but like, we would figure it out, you know?
Every family situation, like, I'm sure they didn't start out with everything ready. And I know that everybody that has a baby says that you're never, like, fully ready for it, you know? But it's like, I'm not even a little bit.
I'm struggling. A little bit ready.
You can be more ready. You can be more ready.
Exactly. I could be more ready.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So like, that's also just
households that are like built and like, you know, rich parents that had kids early. They don't always have successful, you know, family dynamic either. And I think that like sometimes a single mother and her kid are gonna be like, you know, best friends. So it's like, it doesn't always matter what that.
Yeah, are gonna be outside, better off rather than like having more money and like a dysfunctional.
Yeah, it really just is just like what works for you and what's going to make you feel like you're able to have support
like,
to keep
scary.
It going.
The whole idea is like, I'm
always
like,
oh, for sure.
Be scary.
Oh, and also, like, the fact that I'm 25. Oh my God.
Okay.
Grow up.
Whatever.
No, someone said.
You 25 / you guys are 26. Whatever. You guys act like you're 4 years older than me. You're like,
because you act like you're like, I'm so old. I'm 25. Okay, we're 26.
I'm grouping us into one category.
Okay.
Someone said something about 15 years ago, and I was like, 2004, surely. It was 2010. I was we've lived a long life.
No, absolutely.
At the end of the day.
And we keep getting older.
Yeah.
And, like,
and it's
I
only
know,
the beginning.
And there's more. Yeah. Again, there's more after this,
the
too.
Whole thing. With like, we are young for a long time and we're gonna continue to have fun and hang out and be funny and all that good stuff, just because we're gonna be in our 30s at some point does not mean the whole world ends. But no. it's just weird that we're
weird.
The old people now and we're thinking about these things and I'm in charge of money and food and I have to. It's just like,
that's fair. It's like, it's not even that like, oh my God, I feel so old. It's just like, I feel the oldest that I ever have.
Yeah,
like,
it's just like, oh, I'm here now.
Yeah,
oh, and this crazy. Is something that I have to think about.
Yeah.
I have to grapple with the fact that I'm the oldest I've ever been and the youngest I'll ever be.
Every day of my life. Isn't that tragic?
That's it. Yeah. That's called existentialism.
And every day I just go, just gotta get through today. I'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
I'm okay.
No, it's okay.
We're good and we're fine.
We're good. No, we're good. I swear, we're good.
that's what I wanted to talk about.
No, I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. Much food for thought.
Yeah. And that's what my food for thought has been recently.
Yeah.
And also, I've been working on a puzzle. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to finish it today.
And you know what? For me, those are the little things are what make, whenever I'm asking myself, like, what's the right thing? What am I supposed to be doing? It's those little things. It's just like, let me enjoy being able to slow down time and, like, actually read and do puzzles and paint. That was going to be my next topic.
Slow maxing.
Nice.
Slow maxing. Slow maxing was my next topic.
Shut
no,
up,
it wasn't.
Got
it wasn't.
We
should. We
can
because,
talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Because it goes hand in
so
hand
right.
with what I was going to say, because I'm really enjoying painting right now.
Yeah.
I'm
Thomas
loving colors.
The most beautiful Wizard of Oz scenery.
Little landscape.
It's stunning.
Thank you. There's something that like itches your brain with like the texture of paint landing on the canvas that it's mesmerizing. But slow maxing, let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it.
For those unfamiliar,
you go.
I talked to Faith about this the other day and just said that I saw a video on TikTok of somebody talking about like, why are we like min maxing our lives? We need to be slow maxing. We need to be taking the scenic route, and we need to be cooking our food in the oven and not the microwave. And we need to be 100%. Doing longer projects. And I literally caught myself today at work. I was clocked out. Okay, so I wasn't even on the clock. I was making my drink to leave and take with me. And I was like, get the milk. I got the cup. And I was like,
calm down.
You can take 10 seconds.
Yeah.
You're fine. Nobody's waiting for you.
Girl.
Nobody's mad.
I do that at work too. Because I used to think, especially because when I started in summer. And then like my first experience with like, you know, big crowds and like rushes and stuff was obviously the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And which starts way earlier in the year than you think. It really does. And it lasts for longer than you think.
It's like October to January.
It's awful, yeah. To February even. Yeah. Oh, especially where I work, we just have so many events and stuff too. Yeah. It's just like everything's busy all the time. But I would start, you know, like really trying to rush, like trying to get everybody's stuff scanned up fast. And then like if they had like ornaments or breakable things, like getting them wrapped up and put in boxes. And then it's not that I, you know, like had any like big like consequences for like rushing or anything. Mm-hmm. But I would say that I was just like not having a good time. I was like rushing through it and like stressing myself out for no reason. And so ever since then, I was like, no, I'm going to take my time and it's going to take as long as it takes.
Yeah.
If they're like, oh, this is a gift, will you wrap it up for me? I'm like, yeah. And I'm going to take my sweet time.
And also the customer's going to want to
see gonna wait.
Care
That's
into
the
wrapping
too. And I'm like, they're
going
to like that I took my time with this. Yeah. And like, if they have something breakable, like a big vase or something, and I'm like, oh, I'll go take that and I'll bubble wrap it for
you. And
you're
going to wrap it correctly.
I'm going to go to the back. I'm going to bubble wrap it in like three or four layers and it's going to take me a minute.
Yeah.
But it's great because then I kind of like, you know, it's kind of meditative too. I like take my time and I'm like, I'm going to work on this task and actually like.
It's not even like you're slowing down. It's like,
no, it's like I'm just not rushing.
No, you're
exactly.
saving
no,
yourself time.
Yeah, because then I was like wrapping something earlier and I was like, man, I felt like it took me a long time for some reason. Like I just felt like maybe I was just so locked in I wasn't really paying attention to the time. And my coworker was like, that was crazy because you were going very normal pace.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're right. But yeah, that reminds me of a TikTok that I saw, which was this girl saying that like, she's like, me when I'm rushing, and then I remember that like slowing down is like, I think it like, you know, it calms your nervous system, or it's like good for your nervous system to like take things slow,
I'm sure.
Like walk more slowly, eat more slowly, all these things. And I feel like I just think about it a lot. Yeah. I don't know why, but it just enters my brain if I think I'm going fast doing something. And I'm like, yeah, what's the point of that? I don't need to rush. Especially eating too. Not that I feel like I, you know, wolf down my food or anything, but sometimes I'm like, I can take a few more bites.
Absolutely,
I can take a few more chews of this before I finish.
Like, for some reason, why am I always like, oh, I need to finish this, and then I need to go and do that, and then I need to. And it's like, just chill.
Yeah, just like, finish this one thing
like,
first.
No, just like put away the dishes like you normally would,
and then go from there.
It's not a race.
And go from there.
And you can actually make your bed later.
Yeah,
and you actually can take your time with it. You don't have to do that the first minute you wake up.
So
like,
true.
To that's your point, 80, I think it's funny because it's like when we have new people at work and we start getting busy and they start
and like
going really fast
and
they're messing
like,
up. I'm like, just make it right the first time and you'll save us so much more time. And then if it goes out wrong,
you
mess everything up.
So
just
true.
Slow down and make it right the first time.
And it's also like they're not going to panic.
My theory is that I think that because we have we're scared of getting old that we're like, I'm running out of hours in this day. Like today, I have to like seize all
it
of today
like
right
busy,
now.
Yeah.
I have to seize every second.
Your life more when
no,
you
guys,
down.
I think the whole point of life is to enjoy it. Yeah. Actually, it's like the whole, like the life's purpose or whatever that we all talk about, it's to have fun and enjoy yourself and like be here and have a good time while you're there. And so I feel like slowing down is definitely a way to do that. And I was going to say that's where the ADHD kicks in, because I'll be doing a task and then in my head I'm like, oh shoot, I got to go fix my laundry. And then I get up and I go do that. And then I don't finish whatever I was doing. And sometimes it's like, oh, I wish I could just focus on one thing at a time. And it is good for you. But on the other hand, it's like, I'm going to come back to this. And maybe I needed a little break. And maybe I needed to like just switch my focus for a second and come back to it.
And like doing the puzzle the other day, like we worked on that for
hours. I came over, and for context, I went over to Rose's house to read, which we did not a single
not
moment of. We only puzzled and then we watched TV.
See, but it was so fun.
But it was so much fun.
And
we had a great time.
In the same video that I was talking to Faith about, the guy mentioned like, why also are we so scared of things that take time?
Yeah.
Why are we so scared to read the long book? And why are we so scared to like start a big project or start a long series? You know, it's like, no, that's the point. And you don't have to rush through it.
Yeah.
I've been reading the same book for like a month and I'm 100 pages in.
Yep.
Like, and I'm enjoying it. And it's fine.
It's fine.
And it's a long book. And that puzzle that we started was 1,000 pieces. It's taken hours. And it's going to continue to take hours.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And it took a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that as well. Like, why are we so scared of big things? So
the first thing I did when I woke up the other day was start my painting. And I just spent like an hour shading the mountains. And I just had my earphones in. And when I like took them out, I was like, like an hour's passed by, and that's okay. Yeah, and I'm okay.
Thomas, and that's
focused on this one thing, and I lived through it.
Yeah.
I lived to tell the tale.
That's big with painting, too. Because yeah. I feel like sometimes the reason that I'm, like, as you know, I'm very impatient. So it's mm-hmm. like, I want this to be done mm-hmm. and then move on to the next part of the painting or whatever. And I went over to Thomas's the other day and painted something, and I hated how it turned out. But I think it was because I was rushing it.
It looked fine, but yeah, you just have to do it.
I wanted it to be how I pictured it.
You always forget that painting takes time and going back to it and going back to it. You gotta let this layer dry
before you come back to it. Mm-hmm. And like, if you want this much detail, you gotta do that much detail and give it the time it needs.
Oh, if you want a lesson in patience, pick up a canvas and some paint.
Yeah.
So true.
And also, like, I found myself even just rushing through, like I went on a walk the other day and I was like, oh, this is taking so long. And I'm like, bros, you're on a walk.
Yeah.
Girl, like, just look at the flowers.
Oh my gosh.
Listen to your little music. Mm-hmm. Like, you're fine. You don't need to rush to get to your parents' house.
Yeah.
You don't need to rush through this dinner. And it's been nice.
Yeah.
Good. And also, we're getting old.
Yeah.
Dude. And it's kind of nice.
Yeah. Guess what? I don't hate it.
Guess what? I'm not mad about it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Get away from me. I was going to say another kind of the same vibe of like, being patient is like delayed gratification and just like being okay with things like taking longer and like this is gonna be silly, but it's kind of the example I thought of because I just picked up a package and it's like a little monthly calendar with like cute little art designs, and it's from this artist that I found through Instagram actually, but it came in like this really cute little envelope like inside the package, and it's like, it looks like, I don't think it's handmade paper, but it's all texturized and like there's, you know, fun stuff in there, and I was like, this is such a cute envelope, I can't wait, I'm gonna use this too. But then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna wait until I'm done with this calendar to use it, because then it'll be so much more exciting, because like, what am I going to do with the papers inside of it if I take out this envelope right now?
Yeah.
That's going to be annoying. So I'm going to leave it in the envelope and then just use it when it's done in a year.
See? Good things come to those who wait.
Come to those who wait.
Yeah. Or even when I'm like crafting, I'm like, yeah, I got to glue this and I got to cut this and I got to slap that.
Yeah.
And I have to hurry up. And then I have to clean it all up.
I got this new sticker yesterday and I want to use that, but I got this other sticker last week and I want to use that one too. Yeah. And I want to use all the ones right here that I have.
And it's like,
chill.
No, actually, you have plenty of pages to fill.
Yeah.
You have plenty of stickers.
So true.
Plenty of tape, plenty of markers. I probably never have to buy another art product for the rest of my life.
I probably could, yeah.
I have enough paper. I have enough markers. I have enough notebooks. And I should use them without feeling like I need to rush through it and clean it up and feel like I need to use the best thing first. Like, why don't you just chill and, like, write down how you're feeling, Rose?
So true.
I also need to journal more. I haven't been journaling recently. I literally haven't journaled since I moved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing that journaling challenge in November where I was writing a lot. And it was so fun. So I'm going to get back into that. Slow maxing.
Nice. Slow maxing. I think slow me too.
Slow maxing.
Period. I'm also going to pick up writing again, I think. Remember that time that I was like, I'm like semi writing a book?
Yeah.
I think it was like, it kind of just turned into like short stories of like memorable things.
Good.
And so whenever I remember something that like I think either affected me or was like a turning point in my life or whatever, I want to write it out as like a short story.
Absolutely.
And so I think I'm going to turn it into like more of that.
I love that.
Isn't that like a kind of nice idea to like process things in my past, but like write them out in a way that's like,
yeah,
almost like I'm in the third perspective.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that.
Thomas, that's awesome.
Thank you.
I kind of want to do that too a little bit, because I feel like we talk a lot about like writing books and stuff like that, because we read so much.
We're all writing. All three of us are writing
write
books.
Yeah.
But we're going to write a book. Green Tea podcast book coming out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
May 34.
May 20. No, that's the date. Write it down. I felt like, I was like, I need to have a good idea. Like, I need to have just a good concept. And then from there, like, I can, you know, take my time and do whatever. But I just felt like I never had a good concept. It was to the point where it entered my dreams. And I would dream something and be like, this would make a great book. And then I wake up and I'd be like, what do you mean? I walked to the fridge
literally.
In this dream.
Do you remember in Tick, Tick, Boom where he, like, writes his musical? And after that, he gets a call from his agent. And she's like, oh, no one really picked it up. Like, keep writing. Write on to the next thing. Like, keep doing the next thing.
And then
she tells him, like, write about what you know or whatever. I feel like that really clicked in me, because I was like, if I wanted to write a fiction novel, it needs to start with like what
something
I know.
Something small, what you know.
What you know. And I feel
and
like writing
something else.
Writing like a journal, but in like a third perspective and not being too worried about all the details being accurate or whatever,
yeah, and true and all that,
would really like flesh out a story that you would want to be able to tell. You would have more motivation to tell.
That helped with my songwriting, to be honest, too, is being like, it's okay if it's okay if this isn't like completely factually true, mm-hmm. as long as it feels like emotionally true and like tells the story I want to tell.
That's beautiful. So,
that's yeah.
I think it helped a lot.
Instead of being worried on all like accurate details, it's like, what is that I'm trying to convey here? What's the point of what why I'm writing it?
You just need to write for the sake of writing.
Absolutely. And I think like starting too with like, oh, I'll just do like a short story or like a page or like a poem or something. I feel like maybe that, because like you said, why are we scared of doing the long things and the things are going to take time.
And also, why are we scared of being bad at things?
Yeah.
If I start with the short thing, that can become the long thing.
Write a book. And if you wrote a bad book, you wrote a bad book.
You wrote an entire book.
Yeah. You still wrote a book.
Write the next one.
So start the next one.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Speaking of writing, I have two things to say. First, I got the Stephen King autobiography.
Okay, nice.
Where he talks about writing. I was with you when I got it at Book Alley.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm really excited to read that because I love Stephen King, and the autobiography about him and his writing process sounds so interesting. The other thing about writing is that my old coworker just posted her Substack on her Instagram the other day, and she has like two things posted, but they're both poems, and they're so good. Mm. And I'm like, shocked because why have you never told me this and never shared, and B, these are like stunning, and I can't wait to make this my whole personality.
That's so fun.
And it makes sense that she would be a good writer because she is a little bit older and has so many more like things to say, first of all, but also she's so smart and has several degrees, and a lot of her degrees had to do with like writing. I think she has a theology degree and another one in marriage and family counseling. She's so smart. So, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But now you've experienced
it.
And
I'm like shocked and stunned and amazed. And I'm like, awesome. And I will be writing a poem now.
Yeah.
And I will be starting poetry. Because also her poems are really short. And I'm like, yeah, they actually don't have to be anything crazy.
Poems are whatever you want. That's the fun thing about poems.
It's just so fun, you know?
And I'm reading what is it called?
On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous. Yeah.
And it is also like very like poetic in a lot of. Yeah. You were saying that they're poems, like, kind of, right?
Well, because that author is a poet originally, and it was his debut novel.
That's what
and
it
so
is.
I really liked how it was written because it was gorgeous because he's a poet.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there's. Wait, what were you saying about
Stephen King's writing?
Oh, we should. No, I was going to say. You guys are reading A Little Life. A Little Life. Mm-hmm. What book club is that with?
The one we're in together.
With who else?
It's with Lisa, Roman, and Angela, Lisa, and Angela, Kara. And Kara, and...
That's everybody.
Okay, yeah. Period.
What about it?
I forgot. I was wondering why, but I forgot why I was going
to
bring it up.
I think I might have mentioned to you one time that I feel like they sit at the same table. Mm-hmm. On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous, mm-hmm. and A Little Life. Not that they're, like, the same story.
And then you were talking about poems, too. I guess I was just going to bring up we should also, like, read a poem and, like, you know, do a book of poems for book club.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be... You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Or, like, even short stories, too. Because I have a couple of short story books that I feel like I really want to get into.
Yeah, and we had a member who has since moved, but they are getting their degree in writing. And they said that they were going to let us read their first draft of the book and stuff. Mm. So I also feel like our book club is a really good resource to use if we were ever looking to actually get into writing or publishing or poetry or whatever the heck we want to. Having a lot of friends who are literate and who can read a book and talk about it with each other is a really cool thing.
Yeah. We had a great little discussion too. We were like, if this ever becomes something, because we were all like talking about books and being like, I would love to write a book. Mm-hmm. We were like, we'll be each other's writing group too, then. Because we won't let you go out there with a badly written book. Yeah, and also not that I think any of us are capable of doing something not good.
Yeah.
But it's fun too. It's good to be real with each other. We'll be real with each other. And then sometimes, you know, when you have something good and then you're like, God, I've been looking at it for too long and I hate it and it's stupid. Mm-hmm. And then someone else reads it and is like, no, just take a break. And this is good. Come back to it.
I also feel like back to the piggybacking off of the melting conversation. Yes. Like, why didn't I get my degree in writing? Like, I'm like, that is
guess
such
what?
A...
You still could.
I know. Still could. Guess still what? Can,
that
still
option
will.
Is still on the table.
But like, I just feel like, I am so interested in reading and
is
writing.
Is that separate from
literature.
A degree in English?
It's more specific. There's like creative writing.
Okay.
But there also is English, and I would also be interested in that.
Yeah.
What's Austin's degree in?
English.
It's
like English slash political science. It was political science. Maybe it was journalism.
Okay.
It was journalism / political science, and then he was going to switch to English, and then
he didn't. Okay, heard.
So you'll both take an English
class? So you'll both go back to school?
Yes.
Absolutely. No, awesome. I think so, too. I remember I loved our AP literature class in high school. I really liked it. I'll tell you about the books that I read.
Spanish literature.
I wish I took AP Lit. That's one of my biggest.
Girl, I'll teach it to you.
Oh my gosh!
I'll teach you the class. Love that. I got you.
Because you go through books and you like study like the themes and stuff. No, or what
is
it?
It's a lot of analysis. Yeah.
I'm still friends with Mr. Miller. I'll text him.
Period.
Be like, hey, can we do a private AP literature?
A private tutor. I have a couple. I have a group of students.
Do you guys remember? Because I have my little art Instagram, and Miss Stengel follows me on there, and she like commented. She was like, "This is so wonderful to see." Like, I remember when you were doodling on your homework assignments and, like, now look at you. And I was like,
I love her.
Yeah. No, it was so cute.
My mom was telling me the other day that, like, she's like, I worry about you sometimes. But then I do remember that you have, like, a group of support. And I think that, like, we even forget that, like, outside of us, we have, like, these branches of support that, like, if we reach out to, they'll always, you know, remember us and want to, like... helper.
That's so beautiful. Even not the people that we're necessarily talking to every day or every week or
exactly,
every month.
Or close
it's like,
to. There's people in our lives.
Yes.
We also come from a really good place with a lot of good people.
Good community is around us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And I think that's so true too. And I think, because like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure, I feel like, you know, you see somebody on social media that maybe you haven't talked to and you think about it and you're like, oh, wow, good to see them. Hope they're doing good. And I feel like also because, you know, sometimes if you like, have a specific question you want to ask, or like you want to invite somebody to something and it's like someone you haven't talked to, or like anyway, just like reaching back out to someone that maybe you don't feel like you knew well or like haven't talked to in a while can be kind of awkward. But it's like, imagine getting a message from someone like that in your life and being like, wow, they still remember. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm so excited to see what they're doing. Like, I feel like I want to do a little bit more of that when I'm doing my music stuff, just like reach out to people and be like, hey, like I'm gonna like post this new thing. I hope you listen to it. Or like, oh, maybe I'll like have a performance, like host a performance or something.
Yeah.
And I want to reach out to people that I want.
That would
to
be
see
really
that.
Fun.
Yeah. And I'm like, I would be so honored to like receive a message like that and be like, oh my God, look what they're doing.
Exactly.
And so I feel like it's, you know, it's okay to like reach out and make your community and be like,
well, also just check in.
Check in with people. Yeah.
Just messaged somebody including from high school the other day.
Nice.
And I was like, oh my God, your baby is so cute.
Aww.
And he was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I know.
And
that was it.
And see, that's beautiful and special, and I love it.
And yeah, we're cool.
We're
high school together. We haven't talked probably since then. And I still like care for you, and I'm so glad to see that you're doing well.
Exactly.
Yeah, a subgenre of like community of people that like, you know, you touch each other's lives and you're never gonna forget that person.
Yeah. So true. Oh, that's beautiful. Guys. Come on, community.
Yeah.
Rose and I were just talking about this the other day, too, and saying how, like, community sometimes is inconvenient. And, like, that's the price you pay for community and, like, togetherness and connectedness.
Yeah. The specific quote that my sister said to me was, annoyance is the price you pay for community.
Sure, that too.
And I was like, yeah.
No, that's
true. It's going to be annoying and inconvenient sometimes.
And you know what?
And, like, we're talking about the beautiful side of it, and I feel like that's, you know, outweighs any kind of annoyance anyway. But, yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, you have to go drop your friend off at the airport because they need it, and you're there for them, you know? And, like, I'm going to use my truck, and I'm going to help my friends move whenever they have to move because I have a truck.
Yeah. Especially, like, I feel like maybe – I'm sorry, I'm saying like so much – cut that out.
No.
Cut out every like that I've ever said.
My next topic is about women's use of filler words in conversation.
Perfect.
So we'll put a pin in that. Go ahead.
We were talking about maybe further branches of community where I feel maybe we're not as, you know, annoyed because it's not we're like we're talking to them regularly, but we still have them to rely on. I think specifically, annoyance is the price that you pay for community that you like interact with a lot.
Because
I'm like, you know what? My family is my community. They have my back. I love them. Man, I am annoyed by them sometimes.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I like every person that you hang out with, it's like, you're not going to 100% be on the same page every single time. You're going to be like, okay, like that was a little bit much or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you know what? You move on.
Yeah.
And you still have really good friends and you hang out with them all the time. And it's
all fine. We were just talking about that too, where it's like, you kind of have a realization that like, oh yeah, this is everybody's first time here. And like, everybody's new here and people are doing things for the first time. And like, if they do something that annoys you, you can just tell them and you can discuss it and then move on. And it's like, that does not have to be the end of the relationship just because you were annoyed with them one time over something that they didn't even know that they did. And like, sometimes that doesn't apply. Everything's case by case basis.
Yeah.
But I just think that's interesting to you know, to talk about, like, if you feel like you don't get along with somebody, it's like, oh, yeah, well, this was their first time trying to, like, hang out with you or connect with you, and maybe it didn't go well, but, like, you can try again and learn from it.
Yeah, I also similarly have heard the quote that goes, everybody wants a village, but nobody wants to be a villager. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you want all these people to be here for you and help you and just listen to you. And then.
And you have to do that too.
You also have to do that.
You've got
to
do that.
And you know what?
If you want that.
You help me move, I'll help you move.
Absolutely.
I help you move.
Yeah.
And I take you to the airport.
Yeah.
And you,
and you have. And I have.
And even just stuff like simply.
And my parents
maybe
will pick us up from the airport to places.
No, true. Because when you need something, it's like. Yeah. Or even you know those people are going to be there for you. So. Bitch, put on your boots.
Yeah,
put on your big girl boots.
Yeah,
mix them up and let's go.
Also, on a smaller scale, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I have you guys over and I make you dinner.
Absolutely.
And,
yes.
And I'll come to your house and you guys will make me dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? You can have that drink in my fridge and I literally don't even care.
Yeah.
And
so
you
true.
Can come sit on my couch and.
Yeah.
That,
and you can use my markers
and also,
and
I need
and
you
I'll
guys
get
to watch
paper.
My cats when I'm leaving.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's
all
just,
those things.
And it's also important. And I think that us three do a very good job of being a village and being a villager. I think it. Mm-hmm. We all have a very
I think we don't have a scarcity mindset, which is like,
yeah,
because if you thrive, we thrive.
With money, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
with,
yeah, that's different.
With other things.
But
yeah.
As far as like opening up our homes to each other and like sharing.
Yeah.
Our
I was there to make sure you guys got internet that time.
Yeah. Thomas set up Rose and Austin's internet.
Internet, yeah.
We needed somebody to sit at the house and wait for the Wi-Fi guy, and Thomas was that guy.
Yep. And Thomas was that guy.
And Thomas came up with our Wi-Fi username and password, and he did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Aced that test. Yeah. No, it's so true. It's even just, it's even small stuff like that. Like, you have us over and it's dinner time, and so you made us dinner.
Yep.
Like, beautiful.
Yeah. And, exactly. And one time, I think, I forget what it was, but like, Austin was waiting for me to get out of work and he waited at Thomas's apartment. And Thomas, like, Austin had like never been there before and he just like,
oh,
went
yeah,
and hung out
I
on
do
Thomas's
kind of
room.
Remember.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I just let him use my computer.
Yeah.
Chill.
That's so true. And you know what? That's true. A couple times you guys have come over to record and you've had dinner at my house and then you guys came over and made dinner for my whole family.
Yeah.
We did
that.
That
was so sweet.
And it was good. We
and
should
it was
do that
delicious.
Again.
And it was so much fun. And we should do that again.
Yeah.
Aw,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's so important. And I think that this is good. And our friend, also not to say our friendship is perfect.
Yep. No notes.
Right.
10 out of 10.
But yeah, that is so important. And if you, our guys, are not doing that, I recommend it.
No.
I recommend having your friends over, cooking them dinner. I recommend opening up your house to people. Mm-hmm. Doing things that are an inconvenience to you because it would make somebody else's life easier.
Yeah.
Because that's the other truth. Is like, I'm not even doing this because it's good for me and I'm going to get something in return. I'm doing this knowing that it'll help you have an easier day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe I don't even want to do it.
Yeah.
But like, we do it.
This is an inconvenience to me. Again, annoyance.
Yeah.
This is annoying me, but you know what? You're my community and I'm going to show up for you.
Yep. Like, I went and I drove and I picked up Rose one time after she was off work. She works in Pasadena. It's like 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And we hung out after,
and
it
was
great.
It was so fun. And then you came over, and
I loved
it.
It
worked out perfect.
Yeah. So true.
No, yeah. It made me feel good that my mom was like, I do see that there are other people in your life that also want to lift you up.
Good. Because
I also
I'm
recognize
so
that there's people in her life, too, that like are looking out for her and helping her and stuff.
Oh, that's good,
so it's
kind of
nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
That's wonderful.
Nice. Yeah. I do hope that on everyone.
Yeah.
Hope that for everyone.
I hope. Yeah. I wish that on you.
I wish that on you.
I wish that. I do wish that upon my worst enemy.
I wish that upon you. I wish that upon you, princess.
Yeah. I also think we're all very lucky to come from really good families.
Yeah, I think we're just all very lucky in general.
I do. Yeah.
I think I'm
on every. Literally today, I was filling the dishwasher and I was like, God damn, not everybody has a dishwasher.
I don't have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah. And I think about that all the time. I'm like, I grew up with a dishwasher. Yeah. And for some reason, that just made me feel so.
Yeah.
Like, I was.
Blessed.
I'm in the 1%. I'm in the 1%, you guys.
Luxury.
Like, yeah. Lucky in the sense, like, yes, we all have, like, nice houses and like we all live in a very nice area and all that stuff, but also very
but
lucky
also
in
with
the sense
people.
That we all have very good relationships,
the people
with our
we've
family.
Met,
no, the communities that we were born into
we
ended up being
good
really good
siblings, and we all like are on good terms with our family, you know, like that's
not a given.
And I know a lot of people who have such terrible relationships with their families, and that's not even on them. Like it's like all these people I know are obviously wonderful, stunning, funny, amazing, never been there before, and they And they come from a really dark place. Yeah. And that's I'm like, true. That sucks. And I'm so sorry. Yeah. And I am so grateful that I have this.
Yeah.
And also, you are welcome to come join us. You yeah, know? Exactly. You're welcome to come swim at my house and come hang out. And my parents are having a party this summer. Yes. And everybody can come. And, you know, and it's so important to spread that.
Absolutely. Because
not everybody has that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really grateful.
It was really beautiful, Rose.
You love my family. I love you guys.
Hope we can all be friends and make community. Cupcakes.
We're gonna make a cake full of rainbows and smiles, yeah. And we can all eat it and be happy.
I am gonna make a cake. You know,
absolutely.
Especially even. I know we already talked about this, but like the fires and stuff, mm-hmm. the LA mm-hmm. community,
yeah,
this community that like, even though we weren't directly affected, all of our homes are fine and everything. It's just cool seeing like, no, LA takes care of each other.
Yeah,
it does. And you know whether what? You wanted to or not, there's sort yeah. of this like, no, because I'm saying that in the sense that like LA can be very like, people call it judgmental, and there's a lot of different, you know, there's also bad capitalism that's going on in LA.
Sure.
But I was watching the Oscars, and there was a lot of highlights on LA being like, this community has been, you know, the, yeah. like, a rock, a foundation. Everyone comes here, and that's everyone true. Has to work together to, like, have the dreams that we want to have. So there is the sort of, like, we owe it to the city of LA as an entity to, like, mm-hmm. like take kind of, care like of a it.
Respect
yeah.
for the
yeah,
city.
Exactly.
Like, being like, this is the city of dreamers.
Exactly.
This is the city of dreamers, the city exactly. of angels. People are coming here to succeed, and
it's in gosh all of
darn
our
it,
movies.
You are going to succeed. Yeah. yeah. And gosh darn it, we are going to help you, and yeah. we have your back, and we're sending you money, and we're yeah. sending you supplies, and we're doing all that we can,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
That's the other thing you that's, again, with the melting pot of your 20s, just feeling like, oh, I also have all of these things available to mm-hmm. me.
Yeah.
And that's a lot sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's great. And I
love it. That's more than enough sometimes. Yeah.
But I'm like, wow, I do have the opportunity to go back to school if I wanted to, and yeah. I do have the opportunity to change my job, and I'm very lucky, and it does affect me directly, but also like I'm so lucky that I even have the chance to
those
think
resources,
about that
yeah.
you know
yeah so true yeah absolutely
anyway
do we have silly topics we want to talk about too, because I have a kind of silly one
yeah
and I
sure.
want to know if I'm not alone. I want to talk about what I'm doing tonight,
mm-hmm. Which so, I have questions about, and I didn't ask because
absolutely.
I wanted to talk about it on the pod.
Absolutely, and I'm sure we'll talk about it all over again yeah. after it's happened.
My first question
episode.
Is but, why.
So tonight some of my friends and I are having a casino night. We're like gonna play poker and play games and dress up really fancy and have dinner, and I'm so excited. Right now I'm sitting, I did my hair and makeup already, so I'm feeling very glamorous, and I put press on nails on
and looking glamorous,
and I feel so glamorous, and I'm gonna put my dress on. I'm so excited. And one fun thing that we're gonna do is that we also kind of decided to make it a little bit Bond night too, where we were like, we all got a mission that's like secret from everybody else that we're gonna try to complete tonight, and I'm really excited. It's so fun. Like,
wait,
Pluto is so much fun. I will, because you guys aren't there, so it won't matter if you know
we're not there, and this isn't gonna
and
come out
not
and it's not gonna come out for a while, yeah. But I'm so excited because so my mission is that basically I have, like, you know, I always have a good lipstick on or whatever. So my job is going to be to, like, mark everybody with my lipstick without them noticing, basically. And so I've already put thought into, like, how I'm going to do it and how
of
I'm going to get everybody.
That's crazy.
I'm so excited. Yeah. And I'm supposed to, like, not get caught as it's happening, or and, like, they're not supposed to know it was me. So so my first thought at first was, like, oh, I'll just put lipstick on and give everybody a little kiss on the cheek.
Let's
no,
go
because
kiss
they're gonna
everybody
know.
On the lips.
Yeah, I'm gonna go make out with everybody at this party.
Easy.
Done. But they're supposed to not know that it was me. So I'm like, okay, so I gotta be more subtle than that. So I have kind of a little plan about just, like, I'm just gonna have my lipstick on me the whole night and everything. And just I'm also, like,
just
touchy.
Change
too,
lipstick colors
little,
middle of the night.
Yeah, no, literally. I'm gonna have a different color for everybody.
For every yeah, victim.
Yeah, but I just thought that'd be fun. And I'm also, like, maybe I'll put it, like, a little, like, depending on what.
You should.
I just put some on my hand.
Don't
and then just, like,
on the back of the neck or something.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or just be like, oh, my God. And then when I touch their hand, now there's lipstick on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have to kind of do it. Sorry, you're going to have to kind of do it, like, maybe, like, on the back of their arms. Or
I know. Something where they're not going to be able to see
neck,
it.
Or, like,
yeah.
shoulder. Because you can't do it, like, on their forearm.
Cause,
like,
exactly. I'm like,
your
I
last
can't
victim,
do it somewhere.
You should just kiss them on the cheek.
Absolutely. My final victim, yeah. It's really exciting. Like, I don't know. It could go either way. The other
and on
thing
the last
too,
victim,
I'm
just
like,
tongue.
Well, because I'm also like, I wonder, you know, how it's going to go, because I don't know what everybody's wearing. So it's like, what if somebody's, you know, dressed in, you know, like long sleeves, long pants, long everything. That probably would have to be like a back of the neck kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, that's the fun part of it. Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Was it Pluto's idea?
Yeah.
And they're hosting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm really excited. I just popped off one of my nails.
Oh, no.
I don't even know where it went.
Wait, you're going to need it.
I'm going to need it. Oh, it's right here. It's on the chair. Okay, we got it. I'll go get my glue after this. Nice. Yeah, what else? What you guys got? Anything?
Do you want me to do another? Let me see. Mine kind of got weird.
That's okay.
Severance.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I caught up.
You caught up?
Mm-hmm. I'm not fully caught up. I think I have 2 episodes left and then the next one. Dang but it. I do want to say something that I thought was cute. And so everyone, spoilers, although this isn't like super plot specific, I don't think. But the whole melting pot of your 20s, like, what am I going to do? What am I going to figure out? Like, do I need to go back to school? Whatever. Is like when Dylan is meeting with his wife on the outside and she's telling him like he's been through all these phases and like he's tried like wood carving and like he took scuba lessons and he did all these things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like that it's kind of expensive and he feels like he hasn't found something that he's good at on the outside or whatever. But it's like, but that's so beautiful that you're trying. That's so wonderful that you are trying things that you like. And, you know, you have a wife, 3 Dylan's kids, and no he job.
Talks about his Audi.
Yeah.
So sweet.
It's so sweet. Oh, I love Dylan. He's the best.
Have we talked about Severance on here before?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Severance is a TV show on Apple TV that is currently season 2 is being released. Mm-hmm. And the main concept, okay, that I keep telling people when I talk about it is that it is a world in which people have the opportunity to sever parts of their mind. So you go into work and your outside part of your brain turns off, essentially, and your work brain turns on.
Yeah, it's like your memories. It's like they've separated your work memories from your non-work memories.
Exactly. So your home life and work life are completely separated, even to the point where you don't know a lot about your home life and you don't know a lot about your work life.
Not even a lot. You don't know anything.
Yeah.
You don't know anything.
The main thing I would say is that they know that they work for this company and they know that they're severed.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
about all they know. Yeah.
That's all they know. Yeah. That's like nothing.
Yeah. And it is crazy.
It's crazy.
We're in season 2 right now and we're nearing the end and I can't wait to see what happens.
I want you guys to say your favorite part of the show so far using only one word. I only say that because I have my word locked and loaded.
Okay, what is it?
No, I'm gonna go last.
Okay.
Miss Casey.
Okay, I'll allow it.
Okay.
That's my favorite part of the whole show.
Ooh, yeah. Really, really, really
not
good.
Not even her, just everything surrounding.
Mm-hmm. And and her like most recent episode was really good.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you've seen yet then.
No. Wait.
Oh, yeah, literally the next episode.
I saw the episode where she, like, you get the backstory
of
the two of them.
Okay, so then you only have one episode left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen the episode.
I haven't seen the most recent one.
The most recent one is mostly 8. About Miss Cobell, which is 8.
I know, I haven't seen that. Saw the one where Miss Casey is, you see her world that she lives in?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Love.
Oh my God, it was crazy. And I would like to discuss
that.
Isn't
it crazy?
Yeah, absolutely. No, everything about it is crazy. I think, I don't know how I'm going to describe this in one word.
Your word should have been Gemma. Mm-hmm. Not Miss Casey, that's whatever. 2 words.
Gemma is my
okay. I'm gonna say 3 words.
No one knows how to play this game.
You just made up this game 20 minutes ago.
Ort Bo,
that's a good one. Oh, I want to say Heli/Helena because just how they are 2 different characters. Those are 2 different characters. That is the same person and 2 different characters.
Yeah,
completely different. And it boggles my mind every time I watch it.
I hate her.
Yeah.
I don't like either of her.
Not either of them?
No. I didn't like her to begin with, and then things got complicated, and then Audi's like also bad, and I'm
her
like,
Audi's
oh,
is crazy,
God.
But yeah. I love it. It's so different. I like her on the inside.
It definitely makes for good TV.
It makes for great TV, and I just think she's such an interesting character.
Yeah,
she
probably has
one of the most interesting character.
That's true. Just her.
You guys chose really good characters.
I'll
choose my favorite character, too, but that wasn't my word.
Okay. I didn't say my favorite word. She's my favorite part of the show. She's not my favorite character. But go ahead. What's your word?
My favorite word.
Right.
My word for the show would be goats.
I was gonna say goats.
All the weird goats.
Shut up, because I was literally like, I'll say goats, and then Rose was like, Miss Casey, and then like went into how much she likes the character, and I was like, I won't be silly then.
Okay, I'll do something else then.
No, it's fine.
My favorite
character and part.
Okay, favorite.
But my favorite character isn't Miss Casey. My My favorite character is Mark, obviously. No, Dylan.
Dylan is a good character.
Dylan's a great character.
I like his sister, Mark's sister. What's her name?
Devin? Absolutely, Devin. Mm, Devin. I do like her too. I do like her.
As an actor, as her character, all of it.
I agree with that. I think
Bert!
Bert and Ernie. Also, Bert and Irving kind of giving Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, true. Gabe. That's funny.
You know who I don't like? Miss Huang.
Yeah.
That is sick and twisted.
Every time I see
her,
what does Dylan always say? Why are you a kid? Why are you a child?
Why are you a kid? And no, he's right. And he should ask
He should be asking.
I love the moments where they get really real because the whole time, you know who I think is a great character, but I hate him, is Mr. Milchick. Because
great actor.
Austin's favorite character.
He doesn't do it. He talks the same. He's got that really polished tone of voice. And it's very impressive, but it is like, oh my God, talk like a real person. Talk like a human. And that's the whole point of him. And it's great and it's fabulous, but man, it is sickening. And I love the moments where they're just like, can you talk like a normal person? Hey, can you tell me the truth? Can you answer my question? And that's why I like Dylan too. Because he's like, answer our questions. Tell us what's going on. Exactly. Don't let him
Dylan
dance around.
Dylan also is like, just says exactly what we're thinking.
Exactly. And I love that.
Like, Dylan is that character.
Dylan is that character. He's us.
And he just has such a sweet relationship with his wife. And he really admires his kids. And he breaks.
That's cool that you brought that up about Mr. Milchick. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, sorry, I don't know. He just breaks the scene, the fourth wall kind of thing, where he's like, no, what actually is going on?
We align ourselves with
him. He's grounded. He's the grounded character.
Funny
that you said that about Mr. Milchick being like, or them being like, can you just talk to us like a normal person? Then he has that moment in the mirror or something where he's like
where
trying to change the words or whatever. In the last episode, this one that you're going to watch next, Ms. Cobell also says that to someone. She's like, can you talk to me like a normal person?
And that's an interesting little connection. Yeah. You know what I want to say about her too is I feel like in the first season too, because also kind of hated her because she's, you know, like one of the managers. Yeah. And she's like, you know, she's one of the people kind of, she's one of the enemies, right? Yeah. And, in it, she has a scene where, like, because you know when the board is always coming in, they never come through themselves. It's always through Natalie or through a speaker or whatever. And so she's like, oh, the board has concluded the call.
Love
and
Natalie.
She's crazy. And just the whole time, she, you know, she's also very corporate, very polished, very, you know, surface level and everything. And so then, and she's like,
poker
oh,
face,
sorry.
If you will.
Yeah, poker face. And at one point, Ms. Cobell is like driving home and she's like super pissed that she, you know, like didn't get, you know, her time to talk with the board. And like Natalie was like, you know, the middleman, whatever. And so she's like, oh, I hate her. Like that two-faced bitch, all this stuff. And I was like, girl, that's you.
Yeah.
You're that to everybody else in the office. Yeah. And I just thought that was such an interesting reaction for her to have because it's like she's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. But she's not recognizing it, and it's not.
So it's like, why are you doing it? What are you doing?
What
is your plan?
And then also because the moment where she's like trying to negotiate with Helena, and she's like, oh, like I want this. I need to be the manager. I need this. I need that. And she's like, we don't have to give you any of those things. And it's not working with her because this is a completely different, you know, ball game now. And like her tactics don't work anymore. And I kind of loved that. And then also the moment where she was like, let's go inside. Like, we'll talk, we'll negotiate, we'll do whatever. And they're walking. And then she gets in her car and she drives away. She's like, actually, no. And I feel like, I'm sure we're going to revisit that now because I'm not caught up, but I am like, that's crazy. She just got in her car and left. That's crazy.
I think this next episode that you're going to watch starts with her waking up in her car.
It picks up with that.
Okay.
Also, I was going to say, her name isn't even Helena. It's Helena.
Helena. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but I'm like, whatever. Aren't those the same? They're just pronounced differently?
Yeah.
I've seen Helena spelled with an A, Helena. I think.
Like, where?
H-E-L-A-I-N-A? I feel like I've seen that somewhere.
I've That's never seen crazy. That.
Really? Helena? I think I've seen
that. You mean like Elaine?
I've seen Helena with like an A at the end and everything. Maybe that's a geographical place though. Not Helena, Montana. Or what is the...
Mount St. Helens?
Yeah, but not that.
I don't know. I think it's so funny that her nickname is Helly and her name's Helena.
No, because I thought that from the beginning, Helena. Helly.
Helena. Helena.
Now we fucked it up for you and you're going to say Helena.
Yeah, also on the Ortbo when he clocks her. That was crazy.
I was so excited I got to watch that with you.
Yeah, because I was thinking about it the whole time.
I was like, I just...
Yeah.
I don't like her. Maybe I just see a ginger and get like defensive.
You're competitive, but
I
you
am.
Need to align yourself with her. That's you.
But I don't like her. Sorry.
Oh my God. I like her as a character. I think
she's
really
a ginger
tough.
Doesn't mean Rose is going to resonate.
That's so
Thank
true.
Thank you.
I see you. I see you.
But yeah, I do think she's a fascinating character and I do like that about her.
Yeah, very fascinating story.
Yeah.
in general.
And I can't wait to see what happens.
Me too.
I also wonder, do we know if there's going to be season 3 or season 4 or season 5 or season 6?
I don't know if it's announced. I don't think it is.
Well, even if it's only 2 seasons, they did a damn good job.
Yeah. If they can wrap it up nicely and answer our questions, then I won't be mad if there's no 3rd
season. But also, I could totally, like, imagine a season 3 where, like, they talk about their lives post-severance. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. But, like, theoretically, imagine that. Imagine, like, they overtake the
country. I can't wait to see what Cold Harbor is.
And then everybody reintegrates. What if everybody reintegrates and then they talk about, like, their life with all of these flashbacks and we find out what Lumen does.
I want to know.
Yeah, Cold Harbor, what?
Need to know what that is, because what I think is happening is that as the refiners, I think they're building whatever's in those rooms or something.
In Cold Harbor?
Well, because all the rooms that Miss Casey went in were named the files that they were working on. Mm-hmm. They're the same names.
So they're building more rooms. So more testing? Somehow
they're, yeah. Something like that.
I don't know. I don't have a theory.
I don't know. I think they're testing it for Severance. Yeah. I think they want to bring Severance to everybody. I think they want everybody to be severed. Mm. That's what I think. So I think they're using this as testing. And I think that they're torturing Miss Casey to see if she remembers it when she comes out of the rooms. And she doesn't. She's just like, oh, my hand hurts. Oh, my head hurts. She doesn't have any memories of it. Fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of spoilers. Spoiler alert. Yeah. But I'm excited to see what happens with her. And
I'm excited
else.
To see everything.
Excited to see Same. Everything.
They're asking more questions than they're answering right now, but that's fine, I guess.
There's so many things.
I was telling my coworkers that today too, because I was like, I was not a fan of the last 2 episodes because they were both like non-norm episodes.
Agreed.
It's not like we're in the office setting, and honestly, I like the office setting. Agreed. I like the main characters. Yeah. And I like that whole vibe. But they were saying that we're probably going to get some big reveals the next few episodes, and they just had to keep us watching.
Yeah. And also, like, I still think fun episodes to watch.
I really like them.
Separate characters arc, and yet it's still implementing storylines with everyone
absolutely.
Else.
Absolutely, like more questions are answered. I also want to know, because I think that they're going to bring Severance around, because I want to see what's going on with that lady that Devin like met when she was having her baby, and she like didn't remember her, and I'm like, oh yeah, she was severed because she didn't want to give birth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because when they were talking, she's like, oh yeah, I'm going to name him William. Yeah, like I'm really playing. And then she's like, oh no, his name's Bradley or whatever the fuck it was. And it's like, yeah, that's crazy. That was a different person. That was a completely different.
Literally.
Person.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Are we ready to wrap this up?
I think so. Good content.
Well, sorry, really I'm like stuff. Tapping my.
You're fine. I know. I've been like nails doing it like.
Period. And
thank
you're gonna
you
wear that dress?
For chatting?
No, I'll show you my dress. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, that dress doesn't have any sleeves.
That's not even a dress.
Yeah.
It's just a figure.
It's fabric. No, it is. Out on side.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not really.
But there's no sleeves on it, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, goodbye, everyone.
And after that, environmental observation. Goodbye. Love you.
Love you.